G'day guys, and welcome to episode 113 of the Hobblegoblin Podcast. As we dive into the 113th episode, the second unlucky number, after the 13th, I guess.
Somebody's going to die today.
Yeah, this is our Halloween special.
Yep.
Actually, a little bit delayed.
It really isn't coming out, possibly
the last week of December.
Yeah, like all good Halloween specials.
Spooktober, baby.
But three of the crew are drinking something new. Charmaine had a sibling over from her homeland, and they went on a voyage all the way to the Hunter Valley, which is, for most people, a long journey in Australia. That's a skip and a jump away from where we live.
Yeah, so we went over to Pocolbin in the Hunter Valley. So we went to Glandore Estate Wines, and I've bought a Grootschaminer.
It's a Grootschaminer.
So none of these are real places or words.
I'm just making them up.
It's real actors, right?
I just picked up this wine from the gutter.
Grootschaminer. It's a German wine. It's a white, and it's close to a Semillon.
It is.
Tastes like Pepsi.
It's so good.
Yours always tastes like Pepsi. Three of the kids are drinking this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like sweet, rich.
It is good.
Looks kind of like off-piss.
Das good.
Yeah. That's how you know.
Das good. Chamier. Das good.
Good. Very good. Ich bin ein Berliner.
You're a jelly bean.
Donut. It's donut.
Oh, you're a donut.
Yeah, Brad, you're a donut. All right. Worst bag luck event. Have any of you guys had like an event that was so uncommonly
bad?
Bad
or bag?
Bad.
Right, that makes more sense.
Bad luck.
Like out of the norm.
Could be in a game, which probably would make sense seeing as how much we roll dice.
Right.
Or just in general life. I mean, I obviously married a terrible person. That's bad luck.
You chose that. You would have had to propose at some
point. I had a good one recently. It's kind of funny. And it's a very 21st century bad luck experience. So I was hooking up with this girl the other day. We're making out on the couch. And she had a playlist on, just kind of like a random playlist. And what comes on as the next song but...
Hot potato.
No. Even better. Rick Astley. Never gonna give you up. I got rickrolled by a playlist that I was making out for someone.
You got Rick blocked.
Yeah, I did. I really did.
That is pretty good. Just put you off your game. And...
Oh, totally.
See,
Never gonna give you up.
I got a situation similar to that, though. Except what I had on was, I didn't realize it was a live track. And at the end of a live track, you know what they sometimes have?
Applause.
Raucous applause! And you know that this is a problem when the housemate next door starts losing his shit laughing. That means that, one, he definitely knew what was happening. And then, two, he could hear the applause. It was very hard to continue after that.
I don't know. I feel like that would be like a bolster.
It feels like it's a crescendo, right?
It was very
a natural
funny.
Crescendo.
Like, you guys don't usually get standing ovations?
At the end, not halfway through.
Oh, well. Yeah, on a good night.
Only from the people watching.
The people in the back seats. Yeah. This one's for you.
Yeah. Rick and Morty. It's like I want the whole audience to be filled with people who look like my dad.
I was thinking the splash zone at SeaWorld.
Yeah.
Drunk?
Yeah, why not?
Bad luck. I don't know. At one of my old jobs, I made friends with this dude, and he was really into tabletop role-playing games. And now, 10 years later, I'm in this fucking podcast.
I can see where this was going.
Yeah, 10 years. Life throws you lemons sometimes, man.
Yeah.
And you make lemonade or lemonade.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Our listeners are sure drinking it, though.
Yep.
Enjoy.
Enjoy that lemonade.
Enjoy the juice from these lemons.
Charmaine.
Well, I'm not like super superstitious, but I'm just saying today I had like a really bad day at work. But like now that I think back on it, like on the way to like the train station, I got swooped. And then when I went to the Woolies and went to get like my can of coffee, I had to call a worker to come grab it for me because they put it one shelf higher than usual. Oh. And then I got to work. I used the wrong key for my door, and I stood there for like a minute just switching out keys until I realized it was my house keys. But yeah, so I think that's about as bad luck as life gets, right? It's the most recent thing that happened.
For those playing at home, when she says she got swooped, we have this particularly amazing bird in Australia called a magpie that is super, super territorial and will swoop anyone that comes within like 100 fucking meters of its nest.
It came from behind and it just smacked into the
back
of my head.
They always come from behind.
Literally called swoopers. So when I was...
I've ever been Maggie swooped.
When I was living on the Gold Coast, I used to ride my push bike to and from school. It was about 13 Ks a day that I did, and they love swooping people on bikes. So in Australia, you might actually see people with helmets, and what they've done is they've got zip ties, and they tie the zip ties outwards to scare off the birds.
Or they put big googly eyes in the back of their fucking...
Yeah, because if you're looking at them, they won't swoop you, but... It is hilarious if you're on a push bike, just have a bird just aggressively swoop at you and just, as you're pedaling along.
See, I know I've told the story before with Furious George, our school's resident magpie. And we used to purposely kick
The guy with one eye.
We used to purposely kick the soccer ball like down the end of the field and make the new school kids go and get it. Just because he didn't care if you're looking at him. He was coming for you. And even if you dropped to the ground, he would stand next to you and just peck you in the head.
Furious George also smoked Marlboro Reds. Yeah. Would make out with girls behind the bar.
Wore a wife beater as well. Somehow he managed to get a wife beater on a magpie. Amazing.
No, that was actually my first time getting swooped. So I was like, I should have just gone home. Like,
you're almost Australian.
I don't know. Why did I go to work? God damn it.
Truly are a permanent resident now.
I know.
You've got a citizenship.
You're part of it.
I need to eat more lamingtons now. Fuck.
All right.
Don't tell a Kiwi that.
Yeah. Yes, don't. All right. Speaking of terrible decisions, you guys have taken the Sea Wyvern up north into the cove. You've bypassed the wall, I believe.
Yeah, so you went up around, basically right near the Fangs, so we were a short walk away from the tar pits.
We went west instead of east.
What up?
Well, short being a...
relative time.
Exactly. It's still like a day's walk to the tar pit.
Yeah, but it's much better than like five.
Yeah, you don't have to walk through the wall. The ship, the Sea Wyvern and Amella on board, obviously crewing it, quickly pushes away from shore as you lot kind of head into the jungle proper to head towards the tar pit, where hopefully you might find some Thanatons, maybe. We'll see. Jonty, you rolled a... random encounter roll last time, and you got a...
94.
You were right. So you guys...
Wait, a 4? You said a 4, right?
90.
You guys head through the steaming jungles of the Isle of Dread, and apart from a thick layer of sweat you're all covered in by the time you get to this tar pit...
I mean, permanent oil, you always got a thin layer of sweat, yes?
Yes.
Gross.
Now, yours is baby oil.
Made with real babies.
You do make it to the tar pits just before nightfall.
Nice.
Perception check from everyone.
Oh, my favorite check. Oh, I did pretty good.
22.
20.
You rolled a natural 1.
I hate that.
I rolled a 17.
I got
a 20.
22.
Like, I know. How did I beat that for once? I got a 26.
16.
Wowie as shit.
The only person that notices, thanks to their stealthy little nature, is Marcello, hiding in the trees on the opposite side of the tar pits. And the tar pits are like, not like a giant pit of tar, it's like spots of like tar pits. There is safe walkways through the middle, as you well know, thanks to the fight you had with the giant T-Rex. But on the other side of the clearing that is the tar pits, you can see some Thanaton eyes glancing out from the jungle.
Ooh. Tuck, can you see them?
What?
Up in there.
As I was saying, Callista, the real essence of the faith of Saren, right, is kindness. Mm. So if we can embody that, then we can make the world a better place. Understand?
Damn it, enough of that mumbo jumbo.
Thank goodness.
The Thanatons are hiding. Can't you see them? I would have thought you could see them. What are you doing?
Oh, sorry, I was intending to important matters. Good thing you're on the lookout, Marcello.
Useless. What are those goggles for if you still can't see them?
Aesthetics. They made me look wizened and erudite.
You do look dashing in those in those spectacles.
Mm-hmm. Don't you both have goggles?
Well, mine are specs, actually. Mine are glasses. And I'm framing them as, like, thin-rimmed glasses.
Mm. Weren't they...
mine are called lenses?
Yes.
So they're like semen goggles.
Eyes of the eagle. Yes.
I would say they're like seen nasty for sure. Yeah.
No, I don't have them on my face.
What do we do about the Thanatons? Are we going to just announce ourselves?
What's a Thanaton again?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what else are we going to do?
Small marsupial looking characters. Not that I know what a marsupial is, but if I did, I would say it'd be some sort of mammalian creature with pouches.
You're very well. Well, a little red, aren't you?
You roll real low in your nature check, right?
Does he have nature?
Did they speak common before? I think some of them did.
Yeah, I mean, one of them, but
couple of them did.
How are you with language, Marcelo?
I don't speak whatever they speak.
What about you?
Do they speak Azadlanti? Because
I step out and go, "Hey, Thanatons, we're back. We're ready to see your leader with the big hat."
Yes, hello. Mm-hmm. Remember us?
And I wave.
We killed the T-Rex.
And I point at the tar.
Whose body is
big
still...
Big hat.
Me, Tar Rock friend. Like, done good.
The body of the T-Rex is definitely still there. Like, it's been, like, attacked by smaller carnivores, but...
Didn't we chuck it in the pits?
Oh, yeah, you did.
But
yeah,
it sinks slowly.
After we ripped
it's
out slow, a few
yeah.
pieces.
It's hardcore. Yeah. We ate the heart. Marcelo's now a barbarian.
Come on! We're here! Don't
want to
go in the clearing.
Why? Yeah, no, okay. We'll go there. That's fine.
We'll come to you.
I look at the others. I go, is it? Yeah. I mean, they're so small. Like it's.
Do not underestimate an enemy by their size, Callista.
You know what? You're absolutely nope. I just had a flashback. Yes. Yeah. No. You're right. You're absolutely right. Yes.
I forgot you got shivered by what?
Marcel, would you like to take the lead?
Yes, but maybe we go around the clearing. I don't know what they can see, but if they don't want to enter the clearing, who knows? Maybe now the T-Rex can see us or something.
Fair.
No, garbage. They're just being timid.
Well, you can go through the middle if you want, but I'm going to go around.
Oh, yeah, no, we should move as a party. We can go around.
Actually, maybe there's prudence in that.
I mean, can you see anything out there?
No, I can't.
You didn't, neither did you, with your role, Tarok.
Yeah, but the Thanatons, they know this place better than we do.
I think it is wise to defer to modern to local wisdom.
Yeah, if only we had Milantika, he would probably tell us what to do.
You know, it's when you're in a new town, Jan, and somebody says, "Hey, don't eat from that vendor over there."
Yes, you listen to them. Well, if they think not, yeah. Including we go around there, fine. I mean, we did just yell. Anything that was going to see us would
They are
us
back
already.
With savages, though, so they could have no idea what's happening.
I pop back into the, I guess, tree line.
Look, fine. We just cross. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm going to roll a stealth check.
Okay.
Then I'll just walk out.
I will happily wait for you to walk at least, like, 10, 20 cool. feet.
34?
Okay, you're stealthing. All of you can see him because he's walking through the middle of no man's land with tar pits around him and he's a giant golden man.
It's night.
Yep. Yes.
Oh, it's nothing, dusk.
Nothing,
it's
not nothing, dusk. Nothing jumps out to kill him.
You
no,
wait.
No trap springs.
About a minute and nothing jumps out to kill him.
All right, well, I'm
just slinking quietly across the ground.
But like from the other side, now that like Marcelo has pointed out, you can see these like bright glowing orbs of like eyeballs glancing out of the bushes from the other side. You only, Tyrok, by the way.
Will-o-wisps. I don't have dark vision, by the way, as well.
Just, it doesn't matter. You like, through the dusk light, you can see their eyeballs.
I just want to
like,
clarify that as well. Though.
How far around the edge did I get in that minute?
Oh, like, you can probably keep... Because you're not, like, trying to stealth, you can probably keep pace with him easily. Like,
oh, okay, no, I'll be with Marcelo then. If he's already walking around, I'll be just behind you.
I'm going to walk with Jan then, through the pits. I'm like, I'm sick of this.
Are you stealthing?
No.
Okay, cool. So you're stealthing, and...
When I say stealth, that just means like he's walking quiet and keeping an eye out. He's not like going like the whole rogue stealth. He's just being quiet.
Well, everything seems all right out there. I'm going to go have a look. I'm going to walk across the pits.
He's big, but he's not loud, you know? Like, very carefully places the feet, so there's no, like, noise creaking.
Before I start walking, I'm going to cast Daylight on myself so that everybody can see me.
Nice. I just imagine him doing the Kronk stealth. That's what I imagine.
Complete with theme music.
He's doing his own version of stealthing.
Like, what I might do is, like, just... If I can walk through the clearing, but like around, like kind of the edge of the clearing, not like in the jungle, but not right out in the middle.
I love how this is just the Phantom probably being like, "I don't want to get out the tree," and we're like, "Oh my god, the clearing!" Because that's how they could glide.
This has been so much discussion over how we've gone from one side of a place.
Well, he made it a thing.
Just in case we die, you know.
Me and the Thanatons are watching these idiots sneak across the clearing. Like, and they were what the just fuck is taking them so long?
And like, just as you kind of like get to the edge of clearing, you see like to where you think they are. You see them kind of scurry down the trees, and then that one little one kind of runs up to you.
Hey, you come see the big chief now?
Yes, that's exactly what we.
Oh, you're here for Tar. Your people came for Tar. No, we didn't bother them.
Oh, thank you. No, we don't need any more Tar. We'd like to see the chief.
You see Chief Tekatek?
Chief Tekatek, we would like to see, yes.
Yes.
Is there another chief?
No.
Then
why
yes.
Would there be more than one chief? That is a stupid question.
Fair enough.
Does he still have the big hat with a cat on it?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Excellent. Big chief always wears big hat.
It's happening.
And how big is your chief?
He's real big.
And he kind of puts his hand like an inch above his own head.
Well, titan of your kind.
That's really big, yes. So let's get going.
Can you keep up?
Can you?
Probably not.
Well, I can, but I don't know how
you can glide, yes?
No.
No.
Just spread your things here.
And he kind of like pulls this membrane of skin flex out from underneath his arms.
That's where you realize Tarok was very overweight and earlier in his life. He pulls out big flats. Yeah, you're right.
And...
he sees, I mean, if Callista's flexing, I'll do it too.
He sees this, like, flap of skin come out from... no, I'm kidding.
I guess, you keep up then?
It's okay. We have much bigger legs than you. We'll be fine.
We'll do our best.
Okay.
And he kind of scurries up the tree, and then you just watch as, like, probably about 30 of them seem to just appear from nowhere and just... like, jump from tree to tree, like, spreading their arms and legs, this membranous, like, skin between their elbows and their knees kind of spreading out, and they glide from tree to tree and just jump off Naruto style between these branches.
And how fast are they actually commuting?
Enough that they can keep pace with you guys.
So it's only, like, 30 foot. It's not actually that
fast. Oh,
yeah, no.
Okay, well, lame.
But it's enough to keep pace with you. Like, it seems like they're probably, like, slowing themselves a little bit. It feels like they could definitely, if they had like open ground, travel faster.
Well, they need the trees to glide, so they probably actually go slower with open ground.
Well, they just need open ground in general.
That would be the updraft spell that they always have prepared.
But yeah, so like they're purposely like holding back a little bit. But yeah, they're easily keeping pace with you guys.
Easy. Mm-hmm. Well, then we will follow them until they camp for the night, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Follow the Thanatons.
Yep.
And so you follow them in a northwesterly direction. And as night falls proper, they kind of like find their little cubby holes and little like the open knots of trees and kind of crawl their way in and assume you guys will make your own camp for the evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is definitely make camp with them.
They're up in the trees.
Oh, up in the trees, yeah.
Yeah, like they make like small nests in the leaves / climbing into hollows of trunks and stuff like that. Like they are small enough to squeeze into that kind of stuff / delicate enough they need to do so.
This is the first time we haven't had like a room to sleep in, isn't it?
Yeah. For you, yes.
With you guys. I haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. As we're getting ready to go to sleep, then I'll be like, ugh, okay. And I'm going to reach up to where like my head is and just this, and he lifts up and from his head just shunk, and then there's like this crystalline looking helmet. Just tonk.
But he wasn't wearing a second before.
Nowhere. There's like a small shimmer. Oh, and then he reaches in.
You didn't take your head off.
No, right? No.
Okay. That would be way cooler.
And he's like reaching and like at the side of his neck, and it just looks like his neck. And then there's this clonk. And then he lifts off like a full plate breastplate out of like this crystalline. And it takes off like shimmers. And he looks the exact same underneath with the oiled abs and everything. But he's got like glamoured full plate that he's actually wearing, and it's just set to invisible. And he starts to disrobe, because I can't sleep in full plate without getting fatigued.
Nice threads.
No, thank you. It was given to me when I was, it was given to me before I left. Let's just put it that way. But it's a bit hard to put on.
Sounds like there's a story there, friend, and we have a long night.
I mean, if you want to.
And that explains the bloody hard metal back rubs all the time.
Yeah.
You've been giving him back rubs.
Well, like, just for the tricks.
You didn't talk to me about that.
Like the ones you've been getting, you know?
I know, but I thought the back rubs were special.
Well, yeah. That was your mistake for thinking you're special.
It always has been.
Yeah, so we'll take it out. And it's like, it's not normal metal. It's made out of, like, it looks like almost like a deep greenish kind of crystal, but it felt and sounds and appears to be metal. It just doesn't look as metal.
Doesn't look like anything you've seen from anywhere on your side of the ocean.
It's not as metal as surviving being eaten by a megalodon, though.
No. Well, we did survive that.
That's pretty metal.
Oh, my God.
And he kind of stretches and he like hops up and down and goes, ah, I feel so light. Callista, I feel like I could take you in a race even now.
Nah, probably not. And I'm putting out my tent. I've pulled it out of my bag of holding.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe it could. It could be.
Well, you could want be to fun. Have a little race then?
Race, race.
All right, sure. All right, Marcel, you'll have to put up the tent then.
Mm-hmm. Putting and up the tent. Monkey's like on your shoulder right now, just like jeering them on, Tyrok.
I think I'm going to get wrecked.
All right, so where do you want to run to?
Well, is there anything nearby?
Trees.
Excellent.
Shockingly.
Are we going something. For endurance or are we going for speed?
Obviously speed. I mean, okay how about that tree over there? And I'm gonna grab a dagger and I'm going to throw it around the tree.
I believe anywhere that you could throw to, we could definitely run past in one round.
Oh, that's true. My brain not very big right now.
You're the most intelligent.
But I would still be faster.
You're the most intelligent in the party. What did
you all mean? Right, by the honor of Saren Ray, you two, neither of you will cheat. This will be a fair race.
Yeah.
Define cheating. Well, how do you cheat?
I don't know, man.
It's a race. You run.
Exactly. No teleporting or anything like that, you know?
No, that's
we both look at Marcelo.
I'm not racing.
I put $20 on Marcelo. All
right, yeah.
I mean, on your marks.
He like leans over, does like a big stretch, you know, mm-hmm. leans down, mm-hmm. touches his toes, stretches back up, gets in like sprinter's pose.
The first one back gets a back rub.
No.
Oh, I'm not
I
sure.
Like this
plan. Oh, no, not from Marcelo. From me.
From you. Okay. Oh. Sounds like fun.
And Lisa has to set up the tent.
Marcel, you should be the one doing that.
I want to watch.
All right. Well, we're set. Waiting for the go.
No!
Yeah, I've got 60 feet of movement.
Both of you roll me initiative.
I already have 50. Fuck.
I rolled a 5. Rolled that's 17. 7.
19.
So you go first, and then a second later, Callista just powers past you.
Ooh. I do have my north wind power.
Mm-hmm.
Which lets me move 50 foot as a swift action.
Ooh.
So if I were to run, it's 4 times my speed for run, right? Yeah, it is, because it's 5 times if you're... It's 3 times me normally, because I'm in full plate most of the time, but I'm not at the moment. So that means I can go 200 foot, and then extra 50 foot, so I go 250 foot.
We've changed the game to marathon now.
Hold on. Your north wind action lets you move as a swift action.
Yeah, and the full round action to run. Full round action, you can still do a swift action.
Yeah, so 250
feet. 250 foot.
So we're talking about swift actions now.
Yeah.
Oh, oh God.
I guess I have a few of those.
You done messed up AA round.
He's just happy for the competition. Doesn't care about winning.
I'm not actually sure if I've got something. Hmm.
You can cold cock him on the way through.
I probably had
cheating.
I was considering that.
No cheating with teleporting. They said nothing about fly kicking
I'm
someone.
I'm pretty
in the
sure
face.
That's cheating. Right?
I just love the idea of this like 7'4", like 275 pound guy, just like 250 foot, just.
He's got no armor, stunning pistol.
He's got No,
that relies on your forward save, and that's still pretty fucking tank.
I could literally like. Because you start off first, I could literally like try jumping to you and smashing you down.
You do that thing in the anime where you like land on someone and then spring off it?
I jump forward and I like stun you down to the floor, even though it takes my full action to do so.
And then
after that, I run and dash. Could probably
do you have any swift actions to boost your movement?
No, I don't have to if I just punch you. And if you're knocked out, I get to move the next round.
But the problem is he's now 250 feet away.
Oh, okay. No, that's way too far. How far are we fucking running? Oh, my God.
I don't know.
There and back, apparently, and no one said a specific there.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But I'll probably... we come back, I make the tent, you know? Okay. Whatever.
I honestly thought you'd beat me, but...
That swift action helped.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have made it otherwise. I mean, I don't have enough of those. I only have 3, so you could totes beat
to
me.
To be fair,
back.
You're only 10 feet behind him because of your speed. You're only actually 10 feet behind him. How many of those swift actions do you have?
I only have 3 a day.
Okay, so you could do it back because otherwise she would have beaten you back.
Yeah.
So yes, you managed to beat her back.
Well, no. I didn't say that I was going to use a swift action on the way back.
I imagine you would, or you'd lose.
You think he cares about losing? Yeah, he cares about the challenge.
All right, so you...
loser!
Anyway.
Yeah, no. Plus, realistically, I feel like Callista will be able to stop, turn around much better. I feel like it was like to the tree. I'm going to take out the fucking tree on the way through and then have to turn around and come back.
That's true. All right, you're not used to that.
All right, well, if you're saying Callista wins...
I feel like Callista would win because I would take out the tree.
I'm going to turn around and go, why'd you slow down?
Well, I accidentally took out the tree on the way through.
Yeah, no, but... You could have won.
Yes, but I was just having fun with the race. I don't actually care about winning. I care about the experiences, and you are very fast.
Yeah, no, but if you could have won, why didn't you?
Because it only works for this distance, and I also might need one later. I can't use that wind ability too much. The north wind only favors so many times a day.
Well, guess that's how you're going to die. And I go off. And I kind of throw the tent towards you, and I go, eh.
I just catch it and go, no, it's always prudent to keep a little bit in the tank, dear.
No, but if you've got the choice to win, why wouldn't you win?
Because sometimes it is about choosing who you want to fight with. And seeing what you can give is often, well, I think I won in that regard.
Yeah, but you started this challenge.
Yes, and I had fun, so I did win.
I walk away.
There are many ways to win. Mm. And no. He'll... Shit, do I know how to set up a tent?
Yes.
Now you have to.
Tents are the universal constant.
Is it like a survival check?
No, it's an idiot check. As long as you have an intelligence of 10 or higher, you can set up a tent.
I rolled a 2.
You're fine.
I can direct you how to do it. You're setting up my tent after all.
Marcelo yep. Sitting in his hammock just being No.
Double pegged.
Just how Marcelo likes it.
You know
it.
Saturday night, baby.
So,
I had served that up to you on a platter.
I know, you did. All right, watch. If you're keeping one. You don't have to keep one.
No, I prefer a timepiece.
Oh, right. I'll go first because...
I prefer a time turner.
But I will need someone to help me into my armor in the morning, if possible, please.
Well, I'm busy giving Callista a back rub right now.
Yeah.
Too much of a back rub's not that good, Callista.
Yeah, no, it's all right. Nice. Callista will take second watch.
Mm-hmm. Second watch.
So I'm happy to start the morning. Do the dawn guard.
Third watch. Yeah. Fourth
what
watch.
A shit watch.
All right. Can you roll me an encounter check, please?
35.
Are you though?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, there's 35 boars. Don't think.
Exactly. That's how many boars attack you. All right. So as the sun rises, you're doing your...
Oh, it's just one roll for the entire night?
Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
Is there anyone who could help me put on my armor, please? It is very difficult to do by yourself.
I'm out there naked, stretching on the... doing my yoga.
That shit's back, sun, bitches.
Yeah. That looks quite good. Let me join you.
Well, you have excellent form. You've done this before.
No, I'm just copying you. I watch, I see, I follow.
Don't do mine.
He does like a full on like contortionist like bend over.
Mm-hmm. I'm sleeping from the trees above you. That small one, I thought it would be.
Like lifts his leg up and like what's that? Like, you know, you hold one leg all the way up and like stretches it.
Oh my god.
Hot damn.
Beefcake's doing yoga. Let's go.
Can I slow me up the tree? Woo. Which tree? Who
knows?
No,
the tree will be up. But...
Yeah, which tree? Someone's third leg, who knows?
Yeah, if someone could help me into my armor, please, that would be great.
Dips not.
I'll give him a hand.
This six Phanatons come down to assist you.
Can they lift the fucking armor?
So this is quite some spectacular armor you have here.
No, thank you.
Might I ask where it came from?
It came from where I live, Chapatl. We have a lot of different magical materials there. It's quite a...
And was it something you purchased, or was it a gift of sorts? It looks quite ceremonious.
This was given to me on my... how would you say it in your language? Matriculation?
Ascension.
Ascension, something like that.
Ah, initiation of sorts.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Excellent. So, well,
came with the headband. The one that teaches me about gods. Tonk, tonk.
I see. These are mighty artifacts. Mighty items.
Yeah, the rest
filled
of it I've
significance and meaning. I like this. This explains a lot.
It's been... interesting, but it definitely helps a lot. They call it Dreamstone. It's a very, interesting. You can make good weapons and equipment out of it, but it's I think it's way similar to what you call it. I think you had Mithral, I think. Mithral, we don't have as much of that. We do have some, but yeah, it's similar, just a bit different.
I'm not so sure about the technical features of it. I just wear the stuff that people give me.
Yeah. But it is, yeah, a very common tradition for us is that you don't want to necessarily show off the armor. You show off yourself. And he puts it on, and for a moment he's covered in, like, head to toe, this green crystalline stone.
It's not a little deceptive, armor. Though.
Mm-hmm. And then it just kind of shimmers, and he just goes back to looking like himself. So you were saying?
It's not a little bit deceptive, though, you know, to pretend that you're not wearing armor when you are.
Why? If anyone wishes to fight me, that is their own fault and their own failure if they wish to. Just because I don't appear to be wearing armor doesn't mean I'm going to beat them any less.
No, but I don't know. Seems a little bit dishonest, but I think I understand.
Why? If you're choosing to fight someone...
Well, it's you're just obscuring a truth about yourself. You know, it sort of suggests that this hardiness is yours and yours alone and not by augmentation of the technology that you're wearing.
I mean, was I shy about taking it off in front of you?
No, not at all. I'm not saying it's not, but I'm just saying that the very premise of it is interesting. I understand it.
No, I am myself. I have worked to make myself look like this. The armor was given to me. Why wouldn't I show what I look like instead of a gifted thing?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Vain bastard.
I mean, at some point, perhaps I will adorn it with my own trophies, like my shield. And he, like, goes to the Carnotaurus. Carnotaur? Carnotaur? Carnosaurus?
Carnotaur.
Carnotaur, whatever the heck. The little horns, you know. And then perhaps I can claim it as my own. But for now, it is just a gift. And gifts, well, yeah. If I was with the people that gave it to me, perhaps I would show it. But instead, I'll show myself off.
I understand. Well, it's good to know you're wearing something under there, at least. We'll keep you alive.
Yes. Don't worry. I'll...
See, Calista there, she doesn't wear any armor, and she gets the shit kicked out of her.
Yes. No, you all seem to, apart from you, seem to focus on finishing the fight very quickly as opposed to keeping yourself alive.
I think she depends on how they train. Is that right, Calista? None of the people in your school wear armor, right?
No, of course not. I mean, well... No. And yeah, I'll be up on the tree. I want to try talking to the Phanatons, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I've got a really weird request.
Yeah.
Could I have, like, maybe, like just, like, a bit of your fur?
You want our fur?
Yeah, no, I've never met you guys, creatures like you before. And I'm just a little bit curious about something. Check.
I want to see what your skin feels like.
21.
Right. Solid. Yeah.
I rolled pretty high.
Why do you want our fur?
Well, there's something I can do, and that would make me understand you a bit more.
Hmm. Okay.
Kind of like reaches up and you're like...
Ooh. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I grabbed that for other humanoids.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. I just thought, you know, maybe it'd be better if I could see the wolf from the way you do. And I'm gonna, holding the fur in my hand, I kind of, you know, stare at this little phantom in front of me. I kind of, you know, focus on it. And I'm gonna, I haven't done it in ages, but I'm gonna do alter self. And... I'm going to morph myself into a little Phanaton.
Yeah. I think the last time this is when you turned into Barry and then Barry had a crush on Barry.
Yeah, yeah. No, I haven't used it. I've used it on Avna. That was fun. That was definitely the best fun ever.
This little Phanaton kind of back wheels and launches itself off the branch and glides away and just, shape danger!
No wait! And I'm gonna attempt to hop down, but I don't actually think I gain their abilities. Alter self is limited.
So yeah. It is, gains. But yeah. Glide specifically is not like a supernatural or special ability. It is an innate ability that they have because they have membranous wings. Yeah. It's more you need to roll a fly check to not immediately plummet to the ground because it's not a supernatural ability. It is 100% just like a physical ability they have.
Yeah, but alter self doesn't actually give you any of those. Like, it gives you specific.
But but in this specific circumstance, because this is not something that would normally be in Pathfinder. Again, yeah, this is a 3.5 throwback. Yeah. I'm going to say you have that ability, but because you're not trained in that ability, you need to roll a fly check.
Yeah, here we go. Let's watch me fall. I have plus two. Let's go.
Oh lord, plus.
I rolled a 7, 9.
DC 10.
Yep. Thwap. Yep.
That's back on the floor.
So you just like 20 feet up. You go straight into the ground.
Hey,
you
I think one of those Thanatons is drunk.
You don't get an acrobatics check because you were trying to fly.
Yep.
8 points of damage as you slam into the ground.
Did you see that? I think one of these Thanatons just fell out of the tree. You were right there, little fella.
That's no ordinary Thanaton.
Yes, I am. He watches the Thanaton on the floor. Slowly, like, starts expanding in size, what you know. And it goes all pink, and Calista crawls, stands up. Oh, okay. No, that, I was considering it, because I thought maybe it'd be fun for maybe, you know, the first few minutes of our journey, but that was a bad idea. And I'm going to pop the bits of fur into my pouch.
If you look up, the second the Thanaton started, like, expanding and growing, I was just, like, sword, like, posed up and just, oh, that was... Is that something that you can all do?
First time crashing?
Yeah, well, actually, I'll keep those details to myself. But I think, you know, just in case if something were to happen, then I thought maybe I could help. But no, not all of us can do that, just me.
Oh, that's very impressive. How do you do that?
It's, well, I don't use it that often. It's just a trick that I was able to do since I was young.
Oh, very cool. I haven't been impressed. Can you turn into anything?
Because you all notice that she looks like the one Thanaton that could speak common.
Well, she's turned back.
She turned
back. Yeah,
no,
she but did when like when I yeah. pancaked.
Like, specifically like that one.
Well, I kind of just need to have something from someone or to know them really well. And I can sort of take their form. If I've only met them once or twice or they're not right in front of me, then you know, it's a bit different. Something like that.
If I'm not mistaken, this is some sort of magic from your bloodline.
Yeah, it is. I used to use it a lot to play tricks on people, but when I was a lot younger. Fun. Yes.
That's pretty cool. So, like, what, you need, like, some hair or something?
Something like that, yep. Or there's something dear to you. Oh, my God.
Takes that piece of hair. Here you go, for later. Might be fun.
Okay.
He wants to look at himself.
That's what I think. That's, you know what?
It's a benefit for the entire world.
That's what a lot of the guys do when they find out.
I mean, if they have good taste, maybe. But you never know. It might come in handy. Maybe you need to pretend to be me one day. Who knows? Or maybe you need to pick something else on top of the shelf.
Showing yourself.
Maybe you need to pick something up on a tall shelf. You never know.
Perhaps. Yeah. I'll put it into my...
Put my helmet on and it shimmies
drop
back.
Drop it into my pouch of all my other weird shit inside.
I was loving if you just grab the pouch, you're just like, shit, which piece of hair's which?
Is like, it, it's literally
turn
just... Form
of yarn and you turn into a town hall.
It's literally like just a pouch of loose hairs.
Loose
hairs. And the only thing that she knows she can definitely turn into is berry because of a loose bit, a loose leaf. Like, that's the only thing in there.
Hair and leaves.
Yeah. And none of us know berry but her.
I'm not sure.
Oh my god, that's
true.
Mm-hmm.
This is why she's
Barry knows of. Sorry, Barry. Fucking Marcelo knows of him.
I've heard of Barry,
but that's it.
Through Callista.
I mean, even Tyrox heard of him, but like only you would have heard of him. Like his rumors from the time you were in Magma. Anyway,
that's so sad.
You break camp. You have some food, and you head north. Sorry, northwest towards where the Thanaton camp is. Tarok, I'm going to need a roll for midday.
Let's watch us fucking die again with your rolls. Come on, buddy.
I'm going to kill you all with my purple dice.
Woo, purple.
15. Do I kill him?
I swear to God.
Do I kill him?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, what? No.
Can you roll me again, please?
It's a new dawn. It's a new day. D100. Hunji?
It's a new dawn. Yep. It's a new day.
I'm going to use a different Hunji.
I'm already damaged.
Because now we want to roll high, right? 43.
And I'm feeling good.
Boom.
43. Boom, boom. Okay.
Boom, boom.
So ahead of you guys, you see in the distance a huge thunder lizard stalking through the jungle. Can I get a perception check from everyone?
Do we see it? Oh, not 20.
23. Only.
25.
31.
Fucking hell. 17.
Yeah, so it's huge. Like, it like almost towers over the top of the jungle trees. ahead of you, and you see it kind of like
aesthetic depiction, please.
So this bipedal dinosaur has a mouth filled with sharp teeth and short, powerful arms that end in like razor sharp claws,
or like long ones.
Yeah, it's not like a T-Rex that has like what are they called?
Vestigial arms.
Vestigial, yeah. This one definitely has claws that it may have used at one time to rake and claw at other creatures.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh my god.
It's not the one I was thinking of, but.
And yeah, it like kind of. And looks in your direction.
Hmm. And that it's thing about looks like fun.
50 feet away from you all. So everyone should better roll me some initiative.
I've just realized. Oh, nat 20. Fuck yeah. I've just realized with all this dinosaur themed stuff that I think part of our Patreon should now be an audio reading of a Chuck Tingle novel with Jonty and myself.
It would What's be
wild. Brad can get involved in Shaman.
I don't know.
No idea what the fuck you're talking about.
One of the greatest authors of our generation.
Exactly. A true visionary.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm too young.
Yeah, I think everybody's too young.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to have a real.
Are we all? Are we all?
Tricked up?
Yes.
Everyone but you. Yeah.
Because you got a backup from Tara.
Yeah.
So
everyone's got a trick.
Who rolled higher than 25? Higher than 20.
I got a nat 20 though.
So total
23. Cool. With Marcelo, my Marcelo-isms in me.
Yeah. You've always got a bit of muscle, haven't you?
If you don't,
it's not on the gong.
That's why they're there.
All right. Next up, 15 to 20.
Oh, my God.
10 to 15.
12.
Yeah, I got a 12.
I'm assuming Marcelo's faster.
I've only got a plus
one. I got 10 with that much higher. Marcelo touch.
Oh, my God.
Young, that's his name. Sorry, I was just like, what's your character's name? I just have so many names in my head for you.
Jan Brokovic.
No, Matoa.
All right. Matoa. So this creature swivels its head towards you all, and you can see that it knows where you are. What would be the order in which you would...
Know that where am I sleeping?
No, this is midday. Like, this is after you've been walking for a while. Mm. So lay your order out in the map because it can definitely reach you in one round.
Shit.
Do you have a token for it? Are you using the Godzilla?
Godzilla!
I imagine Callista would be up front.
The problem is, because we're following people, Callista wouldn't be up front. She wouldn't lose sight of them.
And the Phanatons are all in the tree, so they're not like part of the combat.
Okay. But do they normally walk around us? Like
they kind of like jump from tree to tree, like guiding you forward, but like like going so fast away. Yeah. They're
okay,
not
so
the
so it's easy to spot them. Yeah. Okay, now they're probably in front.
Vandalism.
Yeah,
I'd probably be up with Callista as well. Then
put yourself on the map.
Like actually,
damn it.
And I'm ear bashing Marcelo.
Like that.
Seems about right.
Because thankfully it goes first, and it's going to charge right in and stand 15 feet away from you because that's its reach.
Oh. Oh no.
Thunderlizard.
Oh no.
As it charges you.
You better have put points. You haven't leveled up yet.
Pounces on you. Charges and pounces on you because there's no surprise round because everyone knows everyone's there.
This is bullshit and you know it.
No, it's not. Charges, pounces, bite, two claws. Let's go.
At who? Sorry.
Good question.
Callista and I are both at the front.
Yes.
You're right.
Well, in a 2x2 square.
So let's...
I am definitely the bigger target.
There's two targets. Let's see.
I'm pink.
1, 2, 3 is Callista. 4, 5, 6 is Yarn. 1, 2, 3.
Ooh.
Was a 3.
Always
I win. No, wait, that's bad.
For a bite.
Wait, but there's 3 of Callista. I'm going to do it.
Thank you.
I'm going to do it.
That was a good call.
Do the thing.
I didn't crit, though, thankfully, for you. But I did hit because I got a natural 18. So let's see. High or low, Callista?
High. I was up the trees.
So you want to be high?
Yes.
22. One mirror image is gone.
Ooh, thank God, because I fell off a tree this morning.
Next attack. Let's randomize. 1, 2, 3 is going to be Callista. 4, 5, 6 is Yarn. Callista again.
Is it me?
That's going to be
a
hit.
I'm already bleeding.
yep. Let's roll to see how that mirror image.
I'm still high. Again. Yep.
45. Second mirror image is gone.
Good
gorgeous.
There's only one of me now.
Six. Yarn.
My go?
As in, hitting you.
That's a natural 14. 28 to hit flat-footed.
I'll take a hit. Fine. I'm like, do I use my points to negate it? No, you can hit me. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
My flat-footed is 27, so...
That's 13 points of damage.
Oh, good.
Don't you need to spend those points before I... No, with that one I can do it after.
You mean it's not 45 points of damage for one?
No, that was just one
it
claw.
It wasn't power attacking?
That was one claw.
That's fine.
Have you gotten 3d8 bleed?
Oh, yeah, sorry. No. needs to hit with both talons to get the rake. All right, Tarok.
All right, I'm going to 5 foot step back out of this thing's big, long, snappy, snappy jaws.
Mm-hmm.
Can I, if I step that way, can I get out of it? Is that out of the reach?
You're not in reach. It's just hitting
it's,
us.
It's already only hitting the front two ranks anyway.
Also, I can tell. I got good eyes. I got good depth perception. I can tell it can't snap me from here, right?
Yep.
All right. Move action, pull up my cloak. Standard action, why break with character? Blessing of Feather.
Oh, it's so good.
It is so good.
Nat 20.
Oh, again,
that's the second nat 20. I'm back, baby. Give me some magic fucking hoodoo voodoo, baby.
You got another
voodoo
monkey.
Voodoo that you do so well.
Make my teeth golden or
hoodoo,
something.
Hoodoo voodoo.
They do do so well.
Grab me the babe.
Give the monkey some class level.
Yeah. Yeah, mesmerous. Fuck you, Armas.
Yeah.
That'd be the best monkey ever.
What'd you roll?
4,997, which may or may not be a prime number.
It's not.
It's not. all right. So something happens.
Yep.
But yes, your blessing.
Yeah,
of further
I cast blessing of further. And now everybody's jacked with Saren Rays.
Marcelo.
The dead.
You're not currently in the hit range.
No, I'm not. Well, it just tried to go absolutely ham on two of my friends.
Well, one of your friends and
one under the one newbie.
And a relatively new friend. All right, I'm going to skirt around the edge. I've just seen it take a bite. I know how long its bitey reaches. So, you know, 15, 20 meters, just kind of like, you know.
No, we took feet here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I moved 15 feet. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, figure that one out. Yeah, 15, 20 feet, you know, just sort of skirting around to the side. And let's throw down a psychic leech. Make me a will save of 20.
Is that a second level spell?
It is.
You can cast it as if it were enlarged, extended, so-and-so and so-and-so.
Or, well, I might as well do it as an extended one.
Yeah, it doubles the duration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Enlarge, extended, silent, or still.
Yeah.
No idea what those words mean, but you know.
So I got an 18 total.
Total? Oh, he failed!
He failed! He failed! Sucked in, Liam. You suck.
Yeah, eat it. Yeah, he's fatigued. Minus 2 strength and 2 dex.
Ouch. That hurts.
Get fatigued.
For 100 years, right?
Yeah, for a long time.
Long time if it's extended.
Yeah.
Yarn.
Beautiful. So for me, I am going to bait out its attack opportunity.
Good.
I am going to move 40 foot. I'm going to go straight around it towards its backside. No, like through its threat range and everything. And as it attacks me, I'm going to burn
crit threat.
4 stamina points. Because crit threat doesn't necessarily mean it always hits. 4 stamina points to be able to give myself an additional +4 to my AC, which stacks with my mobility feat.
33.
Miss. 34. Actually, no, it's 38 because I have mobility and I just doubled that with 4 stamina points.
Sick.
So, 38.
Wow.
Sucked in, but once you don't get your crit. Yeah.
I have used up 4 stamina points, so I'll just mark that off. But yeah, so that's the thing. Dodge lets you spend 2 stamina points to get 1 extra against opportunity, but with mobility, it becomes 2. Like, it becomes equal to the amount, and you can do double your dex mod. So I, like, run, duck underneath it, tries to bite, skirt around, and as I do, like, thematically, I'm going to, like, rake my blade up the side to, like, get a big gash out of it. Mm-hmm. But I'm just walking behind it and then stabbing the butt.
Stabbing the
butt. I'm going to take the +2 to AC and attack rolls as well. That is a...
It also charged this turn, so it's actually...
Oh, I rolled a natural 15. I assume I hit it. Yeah. With my whopping fucking 8 damage. Clunk.
and it's going to take...
I don't do much damage, remember?
Two bleed.
I was like, hold on a second. What?
I have high hits, low damage.
Stay damage. Yeah, two bleed and four precision.
There you go. That helped me out a lot. Thank you.
I was like waiting for this big number to come through at eight.
I'm not Militico anymore.
Oh, right.
Yarn hits consistently, but just less damage.
Callista.
All right. Now, for my Blessing of Fervor, I would like to take the +2 attack rolls. That also gives me a +2 dodge bonus on AC and reflex save, just because I don't want to die. All right, I'm going to do my flying kick up
into
the
zoo. Where you are is already in base-to-base contact, basically. You
said a 15-foot reach.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It does.
Yeah. So you have to move forward.
I'm gonna jump. I'm going to jump at that angle where I land so that I'm flanking with Jan.
Yep.
No, it's there.
Does it have combat reflexes?
Does not.
And, fuck, why would you ask? And I'm gonna do the whole thing.
I was looking anyway.
Yeah. All right, I am flanking. How much is flanking adding? I have two. No idea. All right, sweet. So my I rolled an 11.
That's a hit.
Plus my 13, plus the +2 attack rolls. And and I'm lightening it as well.
That's
because
a bitch
I can.
Ass dinosaur.
I'm gonna use a key point.
This isn't gonna kill anybody. This is bullshit. Tarok walks away.
Ooh, good damage. I got, this is my first hit part this round, so it's 18 punch.
Holy shit.
And 2 lightning.
20 damage in 1 punch.
And then.
Huge. Yeah, I'll do a bit of extra. Yeah.
Was it 6 dead?
6, yep.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I punch again. Ooh, pretty big. Natural 17. That's so we'll hit. Oh, no, that's jumped out. I'm not going to accept it. Oh, I rolled so much lower. A 9 punch and 1 lightning. And then my quick little, you know, side elbow. Ooh, I rolled a 4, so that's a total of a 16.
Miss.
All right, my last little thing misses as I kind of stumble a bit.
Still was like 36 damage with Marcello's added toxic.
Yeah, it was not bad.
That's fucking good.
Which means the dinosaur is going to bite you.
I've got +2 to my AC because of Blessing of the Fervor. It's a 27 to my AC.
So that's a 30 even hit.
Oh, so yeah, fuck.
It's not a crit threat, which is good for you, trust me. It's going to be
27.
So close.
Should have just punched
18
it once more.
Points of damage, it's going to try and grab you. Just to mix things up.
This feels familiar.
Liberating command.
That was 28. That was 28.
Yeah, but I'm going to do it while
it's CMD.
No, my CMD is like a 32.
Yeah, so it doesn't grapple.
It
wouldn't grapple.
Right, claw and other claw. Oof. Luckily, you didn't use it. 2 claws. Ooh, 5 and a 3. Neither one of those is probably
27.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah.
Nice. The highest of those was the 19. So no.
20. So no, my 27 made it not hit. I'm pretty leaving that.
All right, Tarok.
I'm sick of being so passive. I'm sick of being so merciful. It's time to watch the world burn.
Do something I haven't done in ages. I'm going to throw a fireball up into the air.
Just catch the head of it because it's so big.
Boom!
All the Thanatons fall from the sky.
So I don't blow up. And this is sick because I haven't done this for ages. So I actually get a 9d6 fireball now.
Ooh.
Which is a long... You know, it's been a long time since I've used fireballs.
You want some more d6s? Yeah. Do you want the fire D6s from Militico that will not get used?
Or do you
otherwise?
Like Callista ones?
Oh, come on, they're Militico. Yeah.
So Callista's dice are just... Charmaine's dice are just better.
What do you mean? Do you want these ones too?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah,
I did buy those.
But she's like, yeah, I just know.
So I definitely... I think I passed the will save, the reflex save. I got a 22.
Yeah,
what's
probably.
The DC?
I think the DC is like... It'd be 18.
Yeah, oh, it can't be that high.
Still.
So I'll take half damage.
There's some sixes there. That's six. That's 12, 18, 24, 28, 31, 33, 34.
Right, 17 points of damage.
Hang on, that's a
2. 35.
35.
Yeah,
35.
35.
So 17 points of damage.
Yep. And I'm keeping these dice cluster, thanks.
No! What if I want to shoot lightning?
That's a solid chunk of damage.
That does still hurt the creature.
Oh, it's been a while since I've done that.
You see me out of breath.
Fireworks.
Marcelo.
All right, then. I guess we're going straight in. Do all the damage we can, eh? And I'm just going to charge it.
Charge.
And I get to bite you as you come in. That's all right. Because plus, it was my turn, so I have another attack of opportunity.
That's all right. I got plus two attack and AC.
Rolled a two. So that's not going to hit with a 16.
No, it won't. Get him. Get
this is so weird to be fighting something that doesn't have plus 100.
I mean, it's still plus 14. I just rolled like shit.
Yeah, that's so pretty good bluff.
I'm charging. I'm flanking. I'm blessing a fervid. I've psychic leeched myself up. Is that like, that's like a 28.
That's a hit.
That's a hit, fuck baby. Yes. Woohoo. And I don't take the strength penalty, so that's still one damage from my dagger.
It's also taking the fatigue as well, yeah.
So that's, yeah, that's just a solid one damage from my dagger.
And then,
then we deal an amazing, goodness, so much damage. 15 points of stare and 7 sneak. 22.
That's so good. You rolled 1 damage and like, flog, 22 more damage.
It bleeds out of its holes.
Holy fuck.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Yawn.
I'll just slash it in its butt, I suppose. I'll swap
and it's off. Like blood is dripping out of like the many cuts that you've done to this creature.
And then I'm like, behind you, beastie. And I'm going to try and like tangle up its legs and slash it. So I'm just going to attack with the Blessing of Fervor extra attack.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes will grow red. So that will be a 30.
Yeah.
Yep. So, that's decent damage. 12 damage.
And so you kind of come up behind it and just slash its hindquarters and like literally just like chop its Achilles heels, and it kind of stumbles backwards as like Callista continues to rain down punches, and Marcella jumps on top, just stabbing with these daggers.
Doing the Drax thing.
Yep. And you bring the creature to the ground. And you managed to kill the Allosaur.
That was like 12 seconds.
Damn. That was, yeah.
The Allosaurus goes down.
It was faster than our race.
That was 12 seconds, if that.
Yep.
Two rounds. Holy shit.
It got two rounds.
And I'm like, kind of like hyped up. I'll slash the one leg. If it's collapsing, I'll just keep hacking it. Then just be like, no, get back up. No. That was kind of disappointing. Wow. We work quite well together, though.
Gotten good at fighting these dinosaurs.
Quick work.
Yeah, I suppose.
Thunder lizards. Yes.
I mean, thunder lizard is definitely more evocative.
I suppose. I mean, I have more thunder than them. I kind of punch it a few more times and lightning like spikes. oh, well.
Don't even feel like this was worthy of taking a trophy.
Pelts could be good for the town, though.
Oh, yes, that's right. And I look at the fan of thorns. Are you good at And I, like, gesture to, you know, like, the shearing of the skin. Shearing's not the right word, but, you know.
I think it's called skinning.
Skinning.
I mean, it's effectively the same thing.
I mean, skinning of the skin sounds
No, shearing
stupid.
Is fur on the outside.
Yeah, but you're doing the same thing, but with the skin off the muscle.
No.
No.
No, yes, you are. You're removing the outer layer. You're shearing. You're shearing the tissue.
You are shearing it. Too deep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got zero survival. Yeah, ask if they can shear it.
We're vegetarians.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, sure. All right. Well,
we don't know how to skin anything.
All right, I look around at, I guess, Tarok and Jan.
Jan, you seem to be a man of the woods.
I mean, I haven't tried skinning a thunder lizard before, but I could give it a go.
I had a go once and it was kind of, went all right. Maybe we could do this together.
Okay, you got a knife?
Let's find out together.
Sure, I got this fucking beautifully sharp scimitar here.
No, that knife.
That, to be fair, that scimitar would probably do it better.
Oh, actually, given
it'd be good
the
for
size,
making the
yeah.
It'd be good for making the nicks as well. Because you got when you skin something right, you've got to like cut out certain parts
exactly.
To like.
I don't think my obsidian did it.
Tabuche is not going to work.
Work.
So right. Can Sinyan and I work together? Can we put our minds together?
Yes, you can put points into profession cool. Leatherwork.
Survival.
Or survival, depending on which one.
I don't have survival.
I got a 10.
Okay, well, I rolled an 11. If I can put a point into it, that will put it up to fucking 26.
What?
Sick.
There we go. Yep, any assists. So it takes the better
part. I imagine like it's his like understanding and expertise of like certain anatomy and certain like trophy animals.
The weird thing is that I start off and I am like literally just butchering it. I'm not doing a good job. And then within like a couple of moments, it just starts to become more sure and sure. And then the next thing you know, he's just working at pace. Like he's been doing it for years. But you can watch to start off with, he's like definitely hasn't done
looks,
it before.
He looks like he has no idea to start with, but then suddenly it seems like this like inspiration comes over and he suddenly knows what he's doing.
Weird. What can I say? It is a gift that I have.
You're a fascinating creature.
Thank you.
But yeah, it still takes skinning an Allosaurus the better part of
an hour. I cast detect alignment on you.
Go for it.
Go for it.
I don't have it.
No.
But you will tomorrow.
But yeah, it takes the better part of an hour for you guys to kind of...
So we'll put it as leather working because I can't do survival. It has to be a professional thing.
Leather working is fine.
Yep.
And yeah, you managed to skin an Allosaurus in about an hour, roll the skins up so that you can carry them to be laid out later on, because obviously you don't want to do it here, right next to the carcass of a dead animal in the middle of a jungle infested with thunder lizards.
I'll carry it over my shoulder.
You don't have put it in like a bag of holding?
We probably have one, but...
We have a few.
Yeah, we have a few. I guess we're chucking it in a holding, yeah.
Not mine, though.
Yeah, no, I don't want that.
Not mine.
Are you guys done with your blood work?
Yes, we're done now.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, yeah, I'm chewing on a bit of the meat. No, all good.
Take a little bit more for jerky.
Yeah.
Take a little bit more for jerky.
We still have, like, 2 days to get to the
village. Yes, we should get going.
We're going.
Okay.
In a different life, I might have left this creature to live, but... I live for blood now.
And if there's a stream along the way, I'm going to, like, wash off my hands, which you now know are all gauntlets.
Yeah, it's fine. There's small streams running through, the whole place. Like, it's not hard to find, like, a pool of water to kind of wash yourself off in.
Cool.
Yeah, and Calista's going to go, really, Tavok, you would have let it live? What? Didn't you work with slaves before?
I did. I mean, I've had a few lives, Calista. I wouldn't let the slaves live, but the thunder lizard. It just sometimes it feels like when something's in my way now, the only option I have is to kill it. You know, maybe at a different time. I felt like there are other ways around, you know?
I mean, it was like we are the invaders in their land. Like,
yes, but they did try to eat us, to be perfectly honest.
They did, but it was only self-defense. I mean,
no, it attacked us first.
So don't be silly. The gods gave the earth unto us, not the thunder lizards.
I feel like...
What are you, one of the snake people? Are you a snake sympathizer?
Yes. Absolutely. They don't, you know, have such anti-human opinions as you do.
I think you'll find they do, Marcel. Much more thing. Fuck the snakes. That's what I'm saying. If you're in with the snakes and the lizards, you're against me. I'm a humanist through and through in the broader sense of the word.
If you'd like to learn more about the age of the serpents, please listen to the Lawfinder podcast.
Yeah, we did one of that, didn't we?
I'm just a devil's advocate, Tarok, all right? If you don't like
I can tell.
Love it.
You were tossed there as you got up to a lot of fun together, didn't you?
No, I hated that guy.
Look, Marcelo, all I'm saying is right now it feels like Salmon Ray wants me to kill dinosaurs.
Well, then I guess we'll kill a bunch of dinosaurs. Who am I to argue with the great Saren Ray's divine will?
Finally, you're coming around. You're seeing things how I see it. If the gods put something before us, we should do it, right?
And if not, you can always find your own path.
Yeah, I think finding your own path is good, and if there's something you don't want in your path, you get rid of it.
Oh, no, this is hubris. This is mortal hubris. The gods know what is right for us.
Yes, which is why I'm saying we should go kill things.
I said the gods, not you, Jan.
Yeah, how do you know we're not the gods?
Because I can see you. Standing right here.
You can see God sometimes.
Leaf
destroys faith.
Yeah, but destroys faith.
you can't see God sometimes.
But I've talked to a literal God, and no offense, man, you don't really measure up.
Well, there are many different types of gods. I'm not complaining about that, but you can meet gods in Shabbat.
Yes, gods.
What? No, God.
Air quotes.
Yeah.
Tarok does the air quotes.
As the tone didn't imply that. Yeah.
You can definitely meet gods. There are many people.
See, this, my friends, is the beauty of language. It means different things. Different words mean different things to different people.
I'm fairly certain we mean the same thing when I say the word God.
I knew a woman back in Magnemar who was a goddess. She didn't have any magic powers, but she made me feel like a new man.
You know, Saren Ray can have that exact effect on a man, Marcel. Maybe you met her.
Coincidentally, she worked at the Temple of Calistria.
It's unimportant. Man in the sky.
There's quite a few people who work at the Temple of Callistria.
And as the sun starts to set on this esoteric argument, Callista, can I get a D100 roll for random encounters?
Oh, you can.
Xenophobe was the word. Tarak was a xenophobe.
Only towards snakes.
I rolled a 30.
Okay. You rolled a 30.
Yep.
It's always good to know. All right. So you guys kind of settled down for the evening and set up your camp once more. Set your watch for the evening. What's the order of watch?
No, I told you.
I want to be first. I use a clock. Oh, okay. Nah, I don't like this weird middle of the night getting woken up to go.
Yeah, you're like your long
like
sleep.
Me when I was in the military. Yeah. Screw that.
I mean, the last watch first or the large. First watch.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I go in the middle, I need whoever goes to sleep to help me put on my armor, so I'll go at the end, so that way I can be in armor at the beginning of the day.
Well, I get up to the night to pee, in the middle of the night to pee anyway.
You do.
So are you second or third?
I'll go second. I'll go midnight.
All right, I'll go third.
So who put on your armor the first time we found you then?
I was just wearing it and being a bit tired at night.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, gross. Doesn't mean I have to help you put on your armor?
So,
why is that gross? He's literally sculpted. Because
I just wants to sleep, I guess. Yeah, no, I'll help. I'm strong enough to do that.
Jonty, can I get a D100 for the midnight shift?
You bet it!
Here we go!
001. Oh, 36.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's such a lame number.
All that happens during the night is that you guys level up and we'll see you next week.
What? Oh my god.
What the fuck?
Goblin podcast is a production of the Hobbled Goblin Company. The Savage Tide Adventure Path was originally written by Paizo Publishing under license from Wizards of the Coast for Dungeons & Dragons 3.5 edition. It was rewritten by Liam J. Cottrell to the Pathfinder 1st edition rule set in the world of Galarian, both of which are the property of Paizo Incorporated. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or find out more at our website, thehobbledgoblin.com.